We transition today into this new liturgical year. And the movement from the last Sundays of the year into this new season of Advent is unusual in that the themes of the readings that we've been listening to for the last couple of weeks, and particularly those who have been coming to weekday masses, really much ties into this same sense of this longing, this heartfelt cry that God would do something, that God would begin to move within the world. Because Advent is not just about the preparation for Christmas. That is true in the most prosaic and bland of ways. Like, if we didn't have the stories about the birth of Jesus, all that we would lose is three chapters of the gospel. If we didn't have the themes that underlie the season of Advent, half of the Bible would be missing. Because it taps into that whole sense of that longing that we have, that things would make sense. That longing that we have, that we know things are not the way that they're meant to be. We know that the world is not the way we want it to be. There is this desire, this longing that is there in every human heart since the time of the Garden of Eden when everything went astray. This longing that God would be present, that God would break the veil. So this prayer that we have as our first reading tonight is magnificent. It's written at a time when the people of Israel were in exile. Everything was lost. So as Isaiah writes this heartfelt longing to God, there's no position of strength that he embodies. He has nothing to stand on, nothing that he can claim, nothing that he can cling to, nothing that he can point to say, look at how amazing we are. They've lost everything. Everything has been confounded. And they, particularly someone like Isaiah, knows it's their fault. They can't blame anybody else. They can't point the finger and say, if only those people hadn't done those terrible things. Isaiah knows he's the one on behalf of the people of God. They are to blame. And there is this profound collective sense. And so we come into this heart cry of Isaiah today. We listen as he pours himself out. And this longing that we might just pass over, but he begins this prayer by saying, "You, O Lord, are our Father." And we think, oh yes, we know that God is our Father, but that's primarily through the ministry of Jesus, the teaching of Jesus, that he was bold enough to teach us to have that faith, to have that courage to call God in that intimacy of knowledge, to be able to pray to God as Father. But in the writings of the Hebrew Scriptures, this is almost the only passage where that intimacy is allowed to call God Father. And he goes on to say, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence." That longing that is there, you know, that sense that there is just this thin veil that separates the way of God and the place of God from our own lives. But it's enough that where we are now, what we experience now is just not enough. You know, there's not that intimacy, there's not that sense of God's presence. All we seem to do is just stumble and bumble our way from one thing to another. But Isaiah is hinting, he's suggesting that if only that thin veil that separates heaven from earth could be torn open and God would come, that everything would be satisfied, everything would be fulfilled. And I think we know that. There is part of our sense, part of our realization, part of our experience speaks to the truth of that. That we know that the way things are now is not good enough, is not right. Too many people are suffering. Too many people are experiencing the sense of separation, the sense of loss of the sacred, of the divine, of God, whatever words they might use to speak into that situation, into that scenario. And this longing, though, remains. This desire for purpose, for meaning, for something to happen. And Isaiah, I think, is tapping into it, as so many other passages of Scripture will also do. Because that's what the season of Advent is all about. This longing that we have, this desire that there will be this voice that will call us out of that darkness, that call us into a sense of purpose and meaning. And that beautiful line that concludes the reading today, "Yet, O Lord," again, "you are our Father, We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. At the end, that's really all that we have to go on. That's the gift that we can cling to know that God longs to make something beautiful of our lives. God longs that he might shape and mold us into this work of art, into this gift that is able to be used within the world as something that is treasured, something that is helpful, something that speaks to the creativity of the human spirit. Because God longs that we might fulfill our purpose that he created us for, that we might be the image bearers and speak the word of creation into God's creation, to announce into that that yes, there is a good God. He is our Father. He is the Creator. He is the one that we're longing for. He is the one that can set things right. He is the one that will come to restore the universe. And we see that, of course, in the moment of the coming of Jesus, the incarnation, when Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. He satisfied that longing, and yet the longing is still there. That longing is still deep in our hearts until we begin to know God and realize that within ourselves. So this season of Advent, we're invited again to tap into that longing, to tap into that desire, to experience what it is that God wants to fulfill within us, and to allow that to be this powerful creation to bring us into birth once again.